Masechet Baba Batra, Perek Yod, Mishnah Bet, will continue to list more differences between a get pashut and a get mekushar, a document that's a normal document, and a tied document, which we said in the last Mishnah was primarily used with Kohanim who were getting divorced, in order to prolong that process because we wanted to hope that they would renege on it and really make sure that it was thought through, because once a Kohen divorces his wife, she's a Gerusha, and they're unable to get remarried. Mishnah says, Get Pashut Edav Bishnayim, Umkushad Bishlosha. Regular document needs two witnesses. By Torah law, two witnesses is needed. But a tied document needs three witnesses. There has to be a third witness on the tied document. Hachamim wanted to make sure that this process took longer. They wanted the whole process of a get mekushar to be stretched out. Therefore, they instituted that a third witness would have to be there. That just adds more time to it. There's more approval that you need, more signings that need to happen. And therefore, on a rabbinical level, you need to have a third witness. Pashut shekatabo edehad, umkushar shekatabo shne edim, shenehem pisulin. If a regular document only had one witness, or a tied document had two witnesses signed on it, they're both invalid. A regular document needs two witnesses on a Torah level, and here only one would be a problem. A tied document needs two on a Torah level, but it needs that third on a Derabanan level, on a rabbinic level. So therefore, midderabanan, according to the decree of Hachamim, this would be an invalid get. Now we'll talk about rules of contracts in general. Katavbo zuzin mea diinun sil'in esrin. Somebody wrote on a contract 100 zuzim, which amount to 20 sela'im. They were both written in a document, in a loan document, for example. En lo ela esrin. The document holder could only claim 20 sela'im. In general, 20 sela'im usually equals 80 zuz. There's a contradiction in this contract because the document says 100 zuzim, that are 20 sela'im. That doesn't really make sense. So what we would understand is when the word 100 zuzim was written, he meant zuzim of poor quality, which equal 20 sela'im. So since the document holder, he can't prove that he's owed more than that because of the contradiction within that document, he can't use the document to collect more than this. Also, zuzin me'ad, the inun tilatin sil'in, same reason, if a person has written on the contract, 100 zuzim, which amount to 30 sela'im, so that also was wrong. 30 sela'im would normally be 120 zuz. So we say the document holder, en lo ela maneh, he could only claim 100 zuz, not the 30, which equals 120, because we would say that the document, even though it said 30, it meant 30 of poor quality on there, which would be 100 zuz. Document holder, he can't prove that he's owed more than that. Therefore, in both of these cases, he would be unable to collect the larger amount. Above, we spoke about a case where you have two amounts mentioned in the Mishnah. And we said, even though they seem to be contradictory on the surface, we could make them fit in some way. We have the ability to say, oh, they were talking about coins that were worn out, and therefore the 100, which is supposed to be 25, really it's 100 that's 20. We had a way of figuring things out. This part of the Mishnah will tell us there are certain instances where they obviously contradict each other. What do we do in that situation? Katubo milmala mane umilemata matayim. If a document says on top of it 100 zuz, and then later in the document on the bottom, where the main info of the document is, it says 200 zuz. Milemala matayim umilemata mane. Or on top it says that 200 zuz were owed. And then on the bottom of the document it says 100 mane. Hakol holech harach tahton. Everything follows the amount written on the bottom. We assume that the sofed made a mistake on top, and when he got to the bottom, he corrected it to the correct amount. But therefore, imken lama kotvin ta'elyon. If so, what's the point in writing the top of the document? If we're always going to go by the bottom part of the document, why do we list the number on top whatsoever? Answers the Mishnah, Im timahek ot ahat min ha-tahton, yidmad min ha-elyon. There's a very obvious situation. If a letter on the bottom of the document was erased, then we go by the top. It's sort of like an insurance policy. We learn from the top of the document what the missing letter was on bottom. If there was no clear contradiction, the top of the document sometimes could give us a piece of information that may be missing from the bottom.